Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his excellence, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord, Jehovah, appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside, and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not draw near. Take off your shoes from off your feet, because the place upon which you stand is holy ground. Furthermore he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord Jehovah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. Because I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and vast land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, indeed, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, Who am I, that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you. And this shall be a sign to you, that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, When I come to the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The God of your forefathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am. Who? I am. And he said, This is what you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God further said to Moses, This is what you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord Jehovah. He who is God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Go, and gather the elders of Israel together, and say to them, The Lord Jehovah, God of your forefathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall listen to your voice. And you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, The Lord Jehovah, God of the Hebrews, has met with us. And now, we ask you to let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord Jehovah, our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand, and strike Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass, that, when you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and of her who lives in her house, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and clothing. And you shall put them upon your sons, and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil the Egyptians.